For the controllers of the GPS, time is everything.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, mountain, daylight time, 18 hours, 48 minutes, 5 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master.
For the global positioning system to work, the clocks on board the satellites have to be exactly synchronized with time on Earth. But for the satellites orbiting 18,000 kilometers above our planet, Einstein predicts something very strange. He predicts that in orbit, time itself runs at a different speed to that on the Earth's surface. It's incredible for anyone to suggest that time goes at a different rate on the ground than it does in space. What's the difference? Well, the difference is gravity. The closer you are to the Earth, the stronger the gravitational field. The further you are up into space, the weaker the gravitational field. What Einstein said was that the stronger the gravitational field, the slower time ticks. The weaker it is, the faster time ticks. The link between the speed of time and the strength of gravity is all down to Einstein's prediction that the Earth distorts the space-time. If you put something heavy in space, like a planet, a star, the Earth, then that heavy thing bends the space, it curves the space. But space and time are intimately linked. So does the Earth also bend time? Well, yes, it does. In the reduced gravity up in orbit, time really does tick a bit faster than time on Earth. To keep everything in sync, the controllers have to dial in a time correction.